Welcome to Falun Gong News, direct from China and around the world, from the Minghui website. This week's top stories include: Arkansas House of Representatives passes resolution condemning forced organ harvesting in China. Indonesia, 500 secondary school students and teachers learn the Falun Gong exercises. Shenyun brings Chinese audience members the gift of authentic culture. Mother of Canadian resident denied family visits for 2.5 years, imprisoned for her faith. Kaohsiung, Taiwan, tourists from China learn about Falun Gong at night market. And India, Falun Dafa reaches out to many at Kolkata Book Fair 2019. Now for the stories.
Arkansas House of Representatives passes resolution condemning forced organ harvesting in China. The Arkansas House of Representatives passed House Resolution 1022 on February 18, 2019. Proposed by Representative Dan Sullivan, the resolution encourages the United States Congress and the Arkansas State Legislature to work to end organ harvesting from prisoners of conscience in China. The resolution points out that mass killings of prisoners of conscience are taking place in China, primarily practitioners of the Chinese spiritual practice of Falun Gong, in order to obtain organs for transplants. The organ transplantation in China does not comply with the World Health Organization's guiding principles on human organ transplantation regarding traceability and transparency in organ procurement, and the Chinese government has resisted independent scrutiny of the system. Moreover, the 2017 Freedom House report states that available evidence suggests that forced organ extraction of organs from Falun Gong detainees for sale in transplant operations has occurred on a large scale and may be continuing. Meanwhile, an investigative report published in June 2016 estimated that China is performing 60,000 to 100,000 transplants per year, amounting to an industrial-scale, state-directed organ transplantation system, controlled through the national policies and funding, and implementing both the military and civilian healthcare systems. The House resolves that the United States Congress and the Arkansas Congress call upon the Chinese government to immediately end the organ harvesting from all prisoners, immediately end the ongoing persecution of Falun Gong, and release all Falun Gong practitioners and other prisoners of conscience. The resolution also encourages the medical community of Arkansas to engage in educating colleagues and residents of Arkansas about the risks of travel to China for organ transplants, take measures to ban entry to those who have participated in illegal organ harvesting, and seek prosecution of such individuals should they be found in Arkansas.
Indonesia, 500 secondary school students and teachers learn the Falun Gong exercises. After the principal of the No. 38 public secondary school on Batam Island, Indonesia, saw students practicing Falun Gong on a social media website, he wanted to learn more about the mind-body cultivation practice from China. So he invited Falun Gong practitioners to introduce the practice to teachers and students on February 16th. About 500 students and teachers turned out to learn the Falun Gong exercises and the principles of the traditional Chinese cultivation practice. Practitioners explained that the exercise movements were relaxing and easy to learn. The principles of Falun Gong are truthfulness, compassion, and forbearance, principles that resonate in the minds of many people. The practitioners further explained that anyone, regardless of age and background, can learn Falun Gong. Indonesia's Falun Gong practitioners often visit area schools to share the goodness of the practice with the local community. Their hope is that more people can enjoy the benefits of the practice. The school principal said after doing the exercises, "The music and exercise movements keep one focused. My whole body, especially my torso, joints, and back, feel so comfortable after doing the exercises. An art teacher remarked, "When I closed my eyes and listened to the music, I could feel the presence of light. I had injured my arm and could not lift it very high, but after the fourth exercise set, I can now lift my arm above my head. What a wonderful experience."
Shenyang brings Chinese audience members the gift of authentic culture. Shenyang's six touring companies are simultaneously touring North America, Europe, Asia, and Australia, bringing the beauty of China's traditional culture to an international audience. Ethnic Chinese audience members who attended Shenyang performances around the Chinese New Year were impressed by the profound beauty of the company's efforts to revive traditional Chinese culture. Startup company president Liu Yaomei saw Shenyang at the Bach Center Wang Theater in Boston, Massachusetts on January 24th. She said, "It completely exceeded my expectations, especially the scene where Falun Gong practitioners were being persecuted. It was so touching. I was brought to tears. I have always taken pride in Chinese culture. After seeing Shenyang perform, I feel it even more strongly, but I hope modern China can move toward being free. They danced very well. They are really passing down our traditional culture," she said. Ms. Sukui saw Shenyang perform in Tokyo, Japan on January 31st. He said, "In mainland China, it is very hard to see something like this that has traditional Chinese culture and universal values. The scenes displayed by Shenyang made me believe that humans are here to cultivate and improve their own level of being. After seeing Shenyang perform, I started to believe in the existence of divine beings. The content is so profound. I think human language is very limited. It can only express the superficial things that we understand. We need careful comprehension and gradual assimilation to understand the deeper things," he said. Shenyang continues its world tour with performances in Tucson, Arizona, Detroit, Michigan, Geneva, Switzerland, and Brisbane, Australia.
Mother of Canadian resident denied family visits for 2.5 years, imprisoned for her faith. Ms. Chen Huixia began to practice Falun Gong in 1998, after which her liver problems, chronic gastroenteritis, and abnormal uterus tissue growth all disappeared. Ms. Chen was arrested in June 2016 for practicing Falun Gong, and her family hadn't been allowed any contact with her. On January 12, 2019, however, they received a call from her for the first time in 2.5 years. Ms. Chen was calling from the Qijiazhuang Women's Prison in Hebei Province. She told her family that she had begun serving a 3.5-year prison term there. Her daughter, Ms. Liu Hongyan, an Ottawa resident, has been tirelessly calling for her release. Ms. Chen is a 62-year-old resident of Shandong Province. She was arrested on June 3, 2016, while attending a gathering of Falun Gong practitioners. She was held in solitary confinement for nearly a month, tied to a chair and subjected to constant brainwashing. Her health deteriorated as a result, and she became very weak and unable to walk. According to Ms. Chen's daughter, "The police attempted to send my mother to a detention center. She was refused admission because of her health issues. On another attempt, the police forced the detention center, which was notorious for torturing Falun Gong practitioners, to accept her. We weren't allowed to call her, and no one would tell us how she was doing. We spent days and nights worrying about her." Ms. Chen's family hired a lawyer to represent her in November 2016. Despite the lawyer's efforts, any information obtained about her case was still very limited. The lawyer's request to review Ms. Chen's case file in January 2017 was turned down by the judge. The same judge later sentenced Ms. Chen to a 3.5-year prison term. Ms. Chen's lawyer submitted an appeal on her behalf in October 2018 and the judge upheld the verdict on December 6th without a court session or ever talking to the lawyer.
Cao Xiang, Taiwan. Tourists from China learn about Falun Gong at night market. At the renowned Rui Feng night market, Falun Gong practitioners put up posters and hosted a booth advising Chinese tourists to renounce the Chinese Communist Party and its youth organizations. Tourists from all over the world, as well as the locals, visit the popular Rui Feng night market to taste the delicious snacks and unique foods. It has become one of the don't-miss destinations for Chinese tourists. Posters with information and photos about the worldwide spread of Falun Gong, the Tiananmen self-immolation hoax that was staged by the CCP to incite public hatred, the state-sanctioned organ harvesting of living Falun Gong practitioners, and the lawsuits being filed against Jiang Zemin, the former head of the communist regime who started the persecution of Falun Gong, were on display between the nearby metro station and the market. Practitioners demonstrated the Falun Gong exercises next to the posters and handed out information. Within the last year or two, almost all mainland tourists have come to believe that the CCP is responsible for the forced harvesting of organs from living practitioners. This is different from 3 or 4 years ago, when it was difficult to bring up this subject with people from China. An undergraduate student, a new Falun Gong practitioner, was touring Taiwan and was happy to see the posters. He said he'd talked with his roommates about the persecution, but they didn't believe him. He took photos of the posters and sent them to his roommates. After seeing the photos, they realized that the facts were quite different from what the CCP media publishes, and they renounced their memberships in the party. A family of 3 generations, including a grandmother, a couple, and their son and daughter-in-law, who were visiting Taiwan, asked a practitioner for directions to a restaurant. They said they had been to Taiwan several times. The son and his wife had quit the CCP during a prior visit, and the father and mother quit that night. They said they had taken Falun Gong informational materials during their previous trips and were well aware of the CCP crimes. Thousands of tourists visit the Rui Feng night market every day, and many of them are interested in Falun Gong. The locals support Falun Gong practitioners and encourage them to keep up their efforts to raise awareness of the persecution.
India. Falun Dafa reaches out to many at Kolkata Book Fair 2019. Kolkata, previously known as Calcutta, is the capital of the Indian state of West Bengal. It is known for its literary, artistic, and revolutionary heritage, and has often been dubbed the cultural capital and the literary capital of India. Falun Dafa practitioners from Kolkata have hosted a booth at the popular Kolkata International Book Fair for 5 consecutive years. The fair is the world's largest non-trade book fair, Asia's largest book fair, and with a total audience of over 2 million people, the most well-attended book fair in the world. The response to the practitioner's booth was overwhelming, drawing attention from many passers-by throughout the day, as practitioners demonstrated and taught the exercises and gave out flyers. There was no standing room around the Falun Dafa booth on the weekends. People stood and read about Falun Dafa on large posters, and many were interested in the health benefits of the practice. Many young people wanted to know if the practice could help them give up smoking and drinking, and were keen to learn the exercises. One family who had purchased the books 3 years ago and taken up the practice told people about the benefits they had experienced and encouraged many people to look at and buy the books. Some older people who purchased Falun Gong books said they now better understood the content since the translation into the local language was well executed. They also said that they were amazed at how their aches and pains had subsided after doing the exercises even a little, and were convinced that the main book about Falun Dafa, Chuan Falun, had amazing power. Practitioners had the opportunity to demonstrate the exercises on a special stage on the book fair grounds. Spectators were invited to visit the booth to browse through the books and learn the exercises. All the practitioners who participated in the Kolkata Book Fair felt that it was a great opportunity to reach out to so many people and create awareness of Falun Dafa. Local practitioners have organized follow-up sessions to teach the exercises, and they look forward to participating again next year. Thank you for listening to the Minghui Radio podcast. For more information, including news about the persecution of Falun Gong practitioners in China and experience sharing stories by practitioners around the world, please visit our website at en.minghui.org.